Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you're caller 20.
Woohoo! Hey, so nice to talk to you, Kevin. It's been so many years.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're on the standby boarding list for to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Yes, please. Hola. Please.
Hola, indeed. It is world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. It's a story about me. We have What's Up with Florida, a lottery winner who won $167 million in the lottery, kicked a police officer in the mouth, and is being sentenced. In animal stories, we have an update on Punch the Orphan Monkey, which everybody is so in love with. The 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Nine Inch Nails Tuesday at Honda Center. And we will continue to qualify you to see 21 Pilots in Madrid. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, I get it now. That's funny. But seriously, I hate you, and I hope you get hit by a truck.
An update on Punch the Monkey in Japan. Everyone be seated.
Got some details coming up. There's movement on Punch. Sentence I never thought I'd say. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Time for some animal news. I'm sure you've seen this little monkey, the sweetest, cutest little monkey in a Japanese zoo, who apparently was rejected by his mom. And here's an update.
An update on Punch the Monkey in Japan. Everyone be seated.
I'm sure you've seen this story. Punch the Monkey. It's a baby orphan macaque. And its mom rejected it. So instead of finding friends or being able to bond with its mom, it found an orangutan plushie and was holding on to it. And it was hilarious because he was carrying it around and it was literally bigger than he was.
The zookeepers say he may be ready to say farewell to the stuffed toy.
Our long national nightmare might be over. Punch the Monkey is making friends with other monkeys.
Clinging to since his mother abandoned him. Punch, they say, is growing up. Doesn't seem to be cuddling with the toy as much as he had in the past.
All right, that's not much movement, but it is some.
And they say that's a good thing. He is bonding well with the other macaques.
The macaques are taking him in. How beautiful.
Was even seen clutching an older monkey during a rainstorm.
All right, you go, Punch.
But this is the thing that everybody's talking about right here. Punch has picked up another habit.
Oh, wow.
He has learned to wave goodbye to all of his fans.
This is a little macaque, Punch, literally waving goodbye to people like he's on a float and he's the homecoming queen.
During the park's closing announcement, end of the night when the zoo's closing, he waves goodbye to everybody and they all leave.
All right, there's not a lot of information on bonding with his mother, but he is giving up the macaque plushie some. That's progress. Now he's waving goodbye to his fans. Let's focus on that.
And then he gets excited to see them all the next day.
So I have seen this video, but I'm curious. Yes. Did this happen once or is this happening
every
day?
I assume it's happening every single evening when the announcement comes on.
He's are the Punch correspondent. I don't have a feeling you're going to ride this pony all the way through the
I'm going to keep riding it.
Yeah.
And, goodbye, everybody. Just look at Punch.
Adorable.
He knows his fans. He knows his bread and butter.
Punch the macaque is waving goodbye exactly like a human being would be if she was a princess. Look up Punch the Macaque. It'll do your heart some good. Got another chance for you to qualify to see 21 Pilots in Madrid coming up in 10 minutes right here on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Cheyenne.
Hi, Cheyenne, you're caller 20.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Do you remember taking your driving test? How crazy nervous you were with that guy sitting in the other seat watching every move you make? Today's People Are Dumb is from a guy taking a driving test.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This is one of my favorite dumb crime stories in a long time. Police in the UK stopped a vehicle when they noticed that it was, quote, poorly driven, and it also had a defective brake light. And while they were speaking to the driver, they smelled marijuana. Oh, by the way, they also said hi to the driving instructor because this guy was taking a driving test to get his license. He's 26 years old and he had not yet received his license and he was pulled over during the driving test. It's unclear why the driving instructor didn't say something about the marijuana smell, but when the cop pulled him over, smelled like marijuana, the cop asked him to get out of the car, patted him down, found cannabis on him. The police stopped the driving test and arrested the driver on the spot. Officers said the young man's mother at the test center was shocked. She so wanted to get him out of the house. He's 26 years old. And he was arrested. Does not have his license.
Dumbass.
When I was on the Kevin and Bean Show, we started the Zero Club, which is people who let their gasoline run completely out before they refilled. Does a car really stop at 0 miles to destination? The answer was no. Now I've got an electric car. I have to try it again. Today may be the day. Details coming up. It's world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Back when I was doing the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, I started something known as the Zero Club. And it's because I would always push it right down to the last mile before I got gas. I never did it on purpose, but I was always running a little bit late. So I'd go, I only have 10 miles left, but I'm only going 4, so I can make that. And then I would do that again and again and again, and people started making fun of me. So then I started mouthing off about it, going, man, you're not living until you're in the Zero Club. You're a sucker. And I was just mouthing off for no reason at all, and we created the Zero Club. And then people would try to get to zero on purpose and keep driving. And the answer was, with gasoline cars, you could go below zero. It could say 0 miles to empty, and you could still go another 2 or 3 miles. Now, it's a long time later, I have an electric car, and I have 8 miles left, and I have 8 miles to go home when I'm done working here today. So will my car last another couple of miles? Will it get me home, or will it stop me short and I have to get a tow truck? So I'm going to go to YouTube. I'm going to find somebody who tests out my exact car. It's a Volvo. It's electric. And see if it actually will stop at 0 miles. Or is there a little bit left, a little juice that'll get me home?
And in this video, we're going to do a 0 mile test.
Okay, so this is a guy on YouTube is taking my car, and he's going to see how far it'll go once it gets to 0 miles to empty.
We'll see how far it can drive until it stops.
That's the question. 8 miles to my house, 8 miles remaining. Will I get home?
So, I've taken the battery down low, so we don't care about what is above it. But I want to see now, past 0%, how far can it go? I never tried it with the Geely cars. Smart, I didn't bother doing it.
Talk English, dude. I can't understand you. It's a matter of life and death.
Battery is at 17 degrees Celsius.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, we had 0 kilometers, 0%.
All right, 0 kilometers, 0%.
This, and we still have 3% on BMS, possibly.
I am very confused.
Okay, now let's see how many kilowatt hours hidden below zero.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, I feel like it's not that cold anymore in here. So it seems like the car went into OnlyFans.
Hold up. My car is on OnlyFans? When do I get a taste?
I don't know. At this point, it becomes so slow that I don't consider it safe to drive too much.
All right, that's a poor test. It's inconclusive. And it hasn't helped. Other than that, I'm good. I can tell you firsthand that the nightlife in Madrid is crazy. And we're going to send you there to see 21 Pilots. Your chance to qualify is coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, hi, this is Sonia.
Sonia, you're caller 20.
Woo! Oh my goodness, I didn't think I was going to make it.
You made it. You're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see them at Mad Cool Festival in Madrid.
I hope you call me on Monday.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The 420 catch of the day is on the way. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three. Number one, a new indie video game called Karen, an outrage simulator, is getting attention online for letting players step into the shoes of the internet's most infamous customer stereotype. In the game, you play as a Karen whose refund has just been denied at a shopping mall, and instead of accepting it, you decide to make everyone pay. The premise is basically a chaotic retail revenge fantasy where the goal is to rage through the stores, knock things over, harass harass employees and escalate situations as much as possible, causing maximum retail chaos. Oh. Essentially doing way more than just asking to speak to the manager. But I love who created this. And the character has that, you know, quintessential blonde, like, bob haircut.
Of course.
Maybe we could just buy this for all the Karens in our lives, you know? Number two, Meta workers admit they see disturbing things through users' Meta glasses. Okay, Meta contractors based in Kenya told Swedish newspapers in a recently published joint investigation that they're being told to review highly sensitive and intimate data.
Great.
And have seen some disturbing things. One contractor said, in some videos, you can see someone going to the bathroom or getting undressed. I don't think they know, because if they knew, they wouldn't be recording. Other footage included imagery of people's bank cards, users watching porn, or even filming entire sex scenes. So having sex with the glasses on. Another contractor said, I saw a video where a man put the glasses on the bedside table and leaves the room. Shortly afterwards, his wife comes in and changes her clothes. The Swedish investigation also notes that buried deep in Meta's AI terms of use, the company reserves the right to review your interactions.
Of course.
So basically, Meta, the spokesperson, just basically said, yeah, it's in our terms of service.
Yeah, you didn't read it.
So beyond creepy.
Yeah.
And it's people in Kenya that are... This is just weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing's weird. Number three, I've been bringing a lot of stories about hilarious interactions people have been having with their food delivery drivers. This one is from DoorDash. The driver said, yo, I'm like 5 minutes away with your tacos. The customer said, bet. The driver said, random question. I got my girl riding with me and she's clowning my car. Can you just happen to be outside when I pull up and say something nice about it? And the customer said, I got you, bro. I'm telling you, man, food brings people together, and that is a very beautiful thing.
That's fantastic.
I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K Rock.
K Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new song from Dirty Heads. The hook uses the line, things are getting rough like the seven seas. That's the name of it, seven seas. And it's basically about showing up for friends and family when they're struggling and riding out the heavy waves together. It's their first new track after the deluxe Midnight Control. It's called Seven Seas. It is Dirty Heads, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Dirty Heads' new song, Seven Seas, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Nope. Lent. Lent, people. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent.
When is our boss going to call in about
That's
this?
A great
That's
question.
That's what I want to know.
That is a great
You've
question.
You've done well getting away with
Thank
this.
You. Thank you. That is the latest from Somber on the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. What have you found, Megan?
All right. Well, I saw this BuzzFeed story, all these different stories of dumb ways people hurt themselves. And I really like this one. It said, my friends and I were playing Mario Kart on the Nintendo Switch. One friend who never wins finally won a race. She jumped up from the couch to do a happy dance. Well, she didn't notice how close she was to the coffee table and kicked her foot up behind her. She hit the table, shattering her heel. We got her checked out and she was in a boot for a while.
Oh, my God.
The dangers of the happy dance.
When I was as a kid, we used to play Nerf baseball in the living room.
Okay.
So we had a piece of wood as the bat, and we had a Nerf ball, and we would play baseball, and there was one point, and I don't remember why, and this is important, but I don't remember why. Everybody else was eating in the dining room.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the living room taking, like, batting practice with the stick.
Okay. You were taking it seriously.
With no one in the room except for me. I was, like, swinging, making sure my swing was good. And at one point, I swung so hard, the stick went out of my hand and broke the window, and I separated my shoulder.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I was, like, laying on the ground. I was like, Mom, Dad. They were in the other room eating, going, what's happening?
How did you do that to yourself?
How could you possibly separate your shoulder on your own?
Still the same guy. You're still
I am,
the
unfortunately.
Same.
Yeah. That's not great. All right. So that's the topic today.
God.
Dumb ways that you hurt yourself. The number is 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails. And Trent Reznor recently said at a show, maybe last night, this could be their last tour. So we want to send you to Honda Center to see them Tuesday.
Tuesday night. Yes. 800-520-1067. The dumbest way you hurt yourself. K-Rock, dumb ways you hurt yourself.
I was at a birthday party for my sister. And a stray cat came up to me and was purring, and I picked it up. And then I walked in the backyard, and my sister's pit bull saw us, and the cat attacked my entire body.
The cat was trying to get away from the pit bull?
Yeah, and he's dangling on my neck.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tom.
Hey, Tom, you're on the standby boarding list to see 21 Pilots in Madrid.
Woo! Yeah, let's go! Yes!
Tom is stoked!
Thank you so much!
Yeah!
And the cars are so, so low!
Oh, my God!
It is a world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls on dumb ways you hurt yourselves at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, we got your tickets to see 9-inch Nails on Tuesday at Honda Center.
All right, the dumbest way you hurt yourself.
On New Year's, I shook a bottle of champagne and then popped the cork, and then it hit the ceiling and then smacked me in the forehead.
It's like out of a movie.
You got hit in the forehead with a champagne cork.
Yes.
Was everybody going crazy laughing, or did anyone notice?
Yes, they did notice. They were laughing.
Is there video that we might post somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, post it, but make sure and tag us.
Yes, please.
K-Rock, hello.
So I was calling real quick. I hurt myself when I was younger. I was in a roller hockey league, and I was playing roller tag on the way home with friends, and it was downhill, fell, and my radius got pushed back 2 inches on my arm.
Oh, wow.
So I slept on it the entire night. My mom noticed my arm was sagging the next day, and I went to the hospital.
Hey, is your arm sagging? K-Rock, hello.
So, after high school one day, we were trying to do push-ups and clap behind our backs. And I got the clap in, but I couldn't get my hands down, and I face-planted onto the concrete, busted my nose, and it was just purple for, like, the majority of my junior year.
Oh, that hurts so much.
I heard the clap. I'm like, I got it, but I couldn't get my hands down.
That is so cool.
When I was in college, I was running upstairs, and it was cold, and I had my hands in my coat, my jacket, and I couldn't get them out. I tripped.
Oh, my God.
And landed. It's never good when you land on your face, ever.
And nose always hurts.
Yes, it does. K-Rock, hello.
I used to be a Sparklets water man.
Ooh, a Sparklets water man. Okay.
And I was running around the yard trying to get ready to run my route, and the guy that loader that actually loads those big pallets,
yeah,
he left the forks all the way up. So I ran past that, and I ran back, and I knocked myself out as I rocked back, hit the forks, knocked me out.
Oh, my God.
For how long?
I had to go to the hospital. I mean, it was like a concussion.
Wow.
Dang.
That is not great.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, they're supposed to keep the forks down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but, you know, open your eyes kind of thing.
I was in a hurry.
Nope.
Come on, Kev.
Nope.
Let this one rip.
Giving
Red Hot
Chili Peppers up for Lent. Let's go with this instead. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We are taking your calls about dumb ways you hurt yourself.
I concussed myself making a ponytail.
What the hell?
How?
That's still unclear. I was making a ponytail, and then I heard a pop in my shoulder, and apparently I pulled my trapezius, and my body went into shock, and I smacked my head on the bathtub.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I think that's the furthest that it's gone away from your original motion, which was just to make a ponytail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Oh, my God.
I would argue it was. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I was vacuuming at an old job, and I gave myself a black eye by pulling the cord out of the wall and whipping myself in the face.
The heavy end of it that was in the wall hit yourself in the eye.
No, the cord, the tension bound, and it whipped across the room and caught me right in the face.
Oh,
I would pay money to see the video.
I would,
that.
Too. That was,
yeah,
specifically funny,
uh-huh,
to watch. K-Rock, hello.
Well, I was my first semester in Montana College, and I'm from California, so I never experienced that cold before. 14 degrees below.
Oh.
My car in the parking lot had kind of just slid over, so I couldn't back it out. And so I thought it would be a good idea to just grab my metal bumper with my bare hands and move my car back over. And All of my fingers got stuck to the bumper. Everyone just kind of stared at me. No one wanted to help. And so I just ripped my hands off and, yeah, it hurt.
So you had to, like, rip all the skin off of your fingers?
Yep.
Did you lose fingerprints?
I don't know. I never had to test that out.
I mean, it's important to know. You could be a master criminal and not even know it.
That's true.
Maybe.
K-Rock, hello. Dumb ways you hurt yourself.
Well, I'm special, and I worked in the restaurant industry, and I was cleaning up, trying to get out, right? And I'm really used to putting everything all over my body, using my arms, my chest, anything I can. I start putting things everywhere, and I put a coffee pot on top of my arm, not realizing it was hot.
Oh.
And it didn't even register for like a moment. I'm walking and all of a sudden I dropped everything and screamed.
God.
I ended up getting like a second degree burn. I still have a little mark here on my arm.
Oh, dude.
That is so painful. And you're working so fast you don't even think about it. Wow, that is just crazy.
Oh, wow.
Every one of these deserves a prize.
I know. Honestly, but there can only be one.
And the only one for me
is
the girl that tried so innocently just to make a ponytail.
Yeah, just trying to put her hair up. That's Ashley.
Ashley, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Got a concussion trying to make a ponytail. You got tickets to see Nine Inch Nails Tuesday at Honda Center.
Woohoo! Yes, that's fantastic.
Well done. How would you like to go to Madrid, Spain?
See 21 pilots at the Mad Cool Festival, putting you on the standby boarding list. That is coming up at 6 o'clock on the world famous K-Rock.